Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And week three of football's in the books. It's time to get ready for week number four. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of week four, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. This is the best deal going. If you're new, download the app, and you could place a $1 bet on any team, and if that team wins, you get $100. How can you pass that up? If you've been thinking about trying DraftKings, this is the time to do it. All you need to do is download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code KSN when you sign up to get the can't-miss offer, which is pick any team during week four, bet a dollar on them, win $100 if they win. $1 to win $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. As I said, this is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I am Jim Galante in with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, we were talking off the air. This seemed like the first real weekend of college football, didn't it?
Yeah, no disrespect to the leagues that started up, and it's, you know, the SEC starting up and going right into league play, I think, factored into that. You got really good matchups this past weekend, matchups that you can start to assemble this national puzzle, and you can kind of start to imagine where Big Ten teams and where Pac-12 teams might fit in there. So I thought that was, it was just fun to get football that, frankly, mattered on a national scale, on a college football playoff type scale.
Exactly, Dustin, and I think it is huge that they're starting with all conference play. I don't mind missing the last couple weekends of seeing Alabama play podunk and win by 75 points, so we get jump right into the real action. Before we talk more about the national picture and so much that went on over the weekend nationally, let's talk about Penn State. And Dustin, one more time, Penn State is disappointed with in this year's recruiting class. Diego Pounds, an offensive tackle out of North Carolina, a guy that we've seen in the list for months and months and months. Penn State was the leader. Just recently, North Carolina offered him, and he chose North Carolina over Penn State, which means Penn State stays at 34th in the country in recruiting rankings for this season. Dustin, what the heck is going on?
Well, if you look at it with Diego Pounds, you know, he's a North Carolina kid. I'm sure he grew up imagining himself maybe playing in that Tar Heel blue and white. And I don't think it really mattered. I mean, obviously it didn't matter that North Carolina didn't come around and offer until August. Penn State, I believe, offered in March. And from what I saw from that point forward, was not able to get him on campus, you know, and I think that there might have been a lack of information out there when it came to where Diego Pounds was leaning towards. But that seemed to be, there was a consensus, it was unanimous that Penn State was the favorite to get him. And I think the information just proved to be off. Maybe there wasn't updated information out there, but North Carolina was the pick. The challenge there of going into a kid's home state and getting him away from that home state program, I think ultimately cost Penn State here, as did not being able to have a chance to get him on campus. Your kid likes your school, feels like he might want to commit to play for you. But until he knows more and can see more, how can James Franklin really compete with that? And you always run the risk when you're in this situation. I just wrote something for Penn Live today just about where Penn State stands on this thing and what hope there might be for the future. But how can James Franklin really compete with that when he can't get a kid on campus? That's been the unique challenge. And I think that that's what James Franklin referenced when he said that it's not been up to the program standard. And the circumstances really make it difficult to be up to the program standard. They're going to have to figure out how to seal the deal some other way. I don't know what that other way is, but not getting there and not introducing kids directly and their families to your family feel. That's something we always hear from recruits, not allowing them to see the campus and the facilities. It's been a hard thing for Penn State. And this is just another, it's a continuation of that.
So what you're saying, Dustin, is during these times when you can't travel for the on-campus visit, that in-state school has the big advantage. Nolan Rucci says hi.
Yeah. Well, all these circumstances were a little different. I think Pounds, like, you know, the circumstances are different.
Yes, I do. I'm teasing. But in the more general picture, though, Dustin, with that, there is the serious question. I took a look. North Carolina, and I often talk about when a new coach comes into a school, especially big-name coach like Mack Brown, it's the shiny new thing, you know, the North Carolina, they have the momentum. 13 out of 17 of their commits are in-state commits.
Yeah.
And at Penn State has zero of the top 10 players out of the state of Pennsylvania this season. That's crippling, isn't it?
I don't know how to feel about that sometimes, because you want the top talent from your state. Penn State, you know, I've used this number, I think, on the air a few times. Four out of the past five cycles, they haven't gotten the number one player out of Pennsylvania. Do they really want the number one player out of Pennsylvania all those cycles? Most of the time, yeah. But, you know, they've established themselves in all these different areas. And, you know, Virginia and Florida, they're moving into. Michigan's been a big thing in 2021. Are they forgetting about their home state? Are they just not protecting it well enough? You know, I think I've been clear that I think five stars are in a totally different realm than other prospects. It doesn't matter where a five star is from. They're generally picking from a short list of schools, and Penn State hasn't been on that list. But yeah, I think there is some concern there. It's not that Penn State's been doing a terrible job recruiting, but if you look at, you know, 2020 and then into 2021, they have not gotten, at least as the way the national recruiting services recognize them, they've been pretty short on elite talent. I think that that's a fact. You know, I think they went off the beaten path a bit in 2020. There were a lot of kind of head turners, guys who were far away from being finished products, guys who weren't recognized by national recruiting services. Penn State, I think you have to trust in the coaching staff and their evaluation of those guys. But then it's the continuation in the 2021 where they've missed on a lot of top targets. And that includes DeJuan Warren from Lackawanna College, who, you know, a lot of people thought Penn State was the favorite there. How are they not sealing the deal on these guys in their backyard over the past, you know, 6 or 8 months? I don't want to blow it up and make it hyperbole, but I think you do have to wonder about this. And I don't really know what the answer is.
A couple thoughts on it, Dustin. I believe that there's two types of recruiting, the regional or in-state / regional and the national recruiting. Immediately, you mentioned, you know, the five stars, but I think also many of the four stars that fit into that national recruiting, it's a different game. And those elite players, Penn State wants to play in that territory. However, they're lagging a little bit behind the Clemsons, Ohio States, Alabamas, and even Oklahomas. And we saw that going on. The other part is, if you're going to go national and big game hunting, how much do you protect your home territory and your home turf? Do you still do the, well, as a tiebreaker, I'll take the kid from Pennsylvania over the kid from Georgia or Florida because he probably is more loyal to Penn State, grew up rooting for Penn State. But there's a big difference between that regional recruit and the national recruit, isn't there?
Yeah, and I think you have to do better with the regional recruit. I don't know that there's any way around explaining that. You know, Julian Fleming didn't come to Penn State because they had issues developing wide receivers. They had issues developing Justin Shorter. Justin Shorter ended up, you know, at Florida. Nolan Rucci ends up at Wisconsin. His brother's there. You didn't pay a whole lot of attention to his brother either. And Wisconsin, I think it's hard to argue over the past two decades, has been, you know, much better when it comes to consistency, especially on the offensive line. So, you know, I think Penn State's got to make it a place where their backyard is theirs, and it's not theirs right now. And I think that you can explain away on individual circumstances, but in the end here, results are what counts. And Penn State's, you know, top targets, the top players in Pennsylvania are looking elsewhere first. Penn State's in the running for Nolan Rucci, couldn't get to the finish line with him. Dejon Warren, same thing. I think it's maybe a temporary situation. I think, and I spelled it out this way today, is that every circumstance imaginable has kind of gone against Penn State. And again, in the end, that stuff isn't going to be remembered. It's what's your class like, and are you winning football games? Nobody really cares about the circumstances of a virus and what that's doing to your school that it might not be doing to other schools. It just sounds like excuse making, and Penn State's got to find a way. And the good thing is, I think bringing football back, having a little surge of momentum, if they can, you know, compete with Ohio State or beat Ohio State, if they can, you know, put together a one loss season, if they're in that national conversation again, if Kirk Sciarra's offense proves to be what we think it can, then maybe they can turn the tide a little bit and finish strong in the cycle.
The other part to this, Dustin, is although they're ranked 34th overall, it's a small class. If you do by star rating, it's a little bit better. It's up to 20th, but based on my count. The second part to this season being such an unusual season, is this not maybe, if you're going to have a down cycle, do it this year where the eligibility, nothing counts for this season against the player's eligibility?
Yeah, I think there might be something to be said for that. And I think maybe there's something to be said for let's get all this out of your system now, because 2022 is already looking brighter. We knew 2021 was going to be a small class. I said today, get used to life where your recruiting class is in the 30s, because I don't think that that's going to change. Rivals has it up at number 11 when it comes to average star rating on that website. So there's some optimism there. And I do think that maybe there's a flip or two in Penn State's favor in the future.
All right. That is it for quarter number one. In quarter number two, we're going to do something we don't do very often, Dustin. We're going to look at special teams. Joe Lorig was on the coaches show last week, had some interesting things to say. That is a good enough reason for me to take a look at the special teams. So stay tuned.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiasts, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes, or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com, and use code KSN at checkout. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook, you don't want to miss this. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. Pick any team during week four, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. That's code KSN for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.